Hello, and welcome to the Bactiguard Q3 Report 2019. The presentation for this can be found on our website, www.bactiguard.com, under For Investors. Throughout the call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question-and-answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today, I'm pleased to present Christian Kinch, CEO, and Cecilia Edström, CFO. Please go ahead with your meeting.
Good morning, everyone. Christian Kinch here, CEO of Bactiguard, and welcome to our Q3 report for 2019. Let's dive straight into the facts, and I ask you all to turn to page two, the financial highlights. I think it is reasonable to say that, of course, we are very happy about that we delivered the strongest quarter to date being listed on the stock market. This is no surprise given the press releases that we have given to the market in the period. We are pleased, but we are definitely not satisfied. I think it is important to recall and remind us all, though, that what does make us really confident, and this is important to stress, is that the deal with Zimmer Biomet truly confirms the importance and the strength of the Bactiguard technology in a global perspective, because now we move into a new segment, and that is long-term implants. I will spend some time truly today on our license business and also on our BIP portfolio. If we fly through some of the facts, as you have seen this morning, we decided to come out before everyone else, 7:30 A.M. this morning, so you can have all of the data. The revenue line is definitely impressive during the quarter, and this is, of course, explained by the new license deal with Zimmer Biomet. It more than doubles up to, or almost double up to 67 million SEK. We do see BIP, our BIP sales catching up. Yes, it's doubling, but as I've said, we're definitely not satisfied being on these levels. I will come back to this point and spend some time on our BIP sales because I am very confident for the full year. Looking at the EBITDA margin, yes, it is very impressive coming up to 54%. Of course, this is explained by the Zimmer deal. We do make a net profit of some 23.7 million SEK, which we're pleased about, and we run with a very positive cash flow of some 22 million. I would like to still draw your attention. One quarter is only one quarter, but when we look for the first nine months now, year to date, I am much more pleased to see now that given that we had a slow first six months, we're now back on track, delivering some 136 million SEK on the top line revenue. That is up some 13%. We have a very good EBITDA margin that has more than doubled to 36%, now turning up to almost 50 million SEK. We are making a net profit of 15 million. Coming back to our financial targets, which you all are aware of by this moment, we aim to grow 20% top line from year 2015 until 2020 and reaching an EBITDA margin of 30%. We are back on track, and this is good. Let's turn to the next page. Our license business. I think it's time for all of us now to start acknowledging the fact that we have done what we have said we were about to do, trying to deliver a new license deal every single year. This is something we are getting very happy and pleased about doing, and I would like to ask all of you to pay attention to this. This is something that we are foreseeing us doing over the coming years as well. When we look at the Q3, yes, license revenues are up 80%. It's a very strong result. We're pleased about that, and as I've said numerous times, this is explained by Zimmer. The old BARD, the current BD revenue, is somewhat lower on the quarter, but it's for the first 9 months on track, so we are also pleased with that. As we said, I cannot stress enough how big of a step the Zimmer Biomet deal is for Bactiguard, and I'm very happy to always, when she's not prepared, raise my dear colleague Cecilia, who has done a fantastic job on closing this deal. It is really a game changer for Bactiguard. Having one of the top three players in the world or stakeholders in this area choosing the Bactiguard technology. It's an unbelievable pace in the project. And just to give you an idea, just to look at the project group from Zimmer, it's actually bigger than the whole staff in Bactiguard. So this gives us also very strong confidence. And as we all know, there is an additional $2 million in milestones as we proceed in the regulatory process. The CE mark has been unbelievably important to this project, and this has been a very good strategic choice that we did some years ago to collaborate with Vigilenz in Malaysia to start doing clinical trials on trauma implants that has now resulted in the biggest license deal that we have done since signing CR BARD 1990. Vigilenz, not to forget, is also doing good progress in Malaysia. This is the partner who has the ASEAN markets for the trauma implants. They have done the clinical trial, and they are now launching the product. I will, though, be clear to say also, this will generate sales even though from a very humble level. As for China and Well Lead, I think it's also important to draw your attention that Well Lead is not only a partner selling our registered Foley catheter, but Well Lead is also a licensed partner where we are aiming to get the endotracheal tube, i.e. the respiratory tube, as well as the central venous catheters registered into the market, and we are moving along with our regulatory process, and we will keep you informed as we progress. So let's turn to the next page. As for the BIP portfolio, yes, we are seeing an increase in Q3, but again, sorry to say, and annoyed to say that this is again from a low level. Year to date is picking up. We are not yet on the same level, but for the full year, I'm very confident that we will have what we call an okay year on the BIP portfolio. China has placed the first outside order from the initial agreement, and that we received that in September. We also see that end customer sales in China is picking up, and we are strengthening our local organization to accelerate growth. I was also very happy to see our global sales manager, Jonas Östergaard, taking off yesterday evening after a long, very fruitful strategic discussion with our board, going to China. We're also seeing great activities, and the process is picking up in India. Again, coming, though, I still feel from a low level, but we are seeing that the new process and the new team is progressing in a very positive way. Middle East is back on track. We have launched now in Egypt after very troublesome regulatory and administrative delay, unfortunately, but we're now back on track. And EU is doing well, even though also from a low level. But here we are increasing the footprint in the new markets. So let's turn to the next page. Everything that we are seeing right now is the result of a very strategic decision that we took about a year ago, end of 2018, and that is to launch Bactiguard 2.0. Everything can always be a little bit better everywhere, all the time, always. What do I mean by this? We have changed two of our five members of the board. And as you see, we are so proud and pleased to have Professor Anna Martling joining us on the board, being one of the deans, the three deans of Karolinska Institute, having worked at Karolinska University Hospital, has a professorship within colon cancer, and adding tremendous knowledge into the team. As for the management team, three out of five has also been changed and strengthened during the last 12 months. We have seen Jonas Östergård joining us from AstraZeneca, driving our sales activities. We have seen Daniel driving our operations, also coming from AstraZeneca. And last but not least, Stefan Grass. Finally, we have our doctor in-house. And he has a good simultaneous capacity, being a former pilot. This gives us enormous strength and confidence as we drive our sales and medical activities going forward. But we're not done there either, because we have also upgraded our whole sales team. 6 out of 10 are newly recruited over the last year. And last but not least, we have actually changed some of our major territories for BIP in the world. China, as we all know, is new since last year. Well, check. India, NEOM, is new since 1 year. Saudi has been changed. Germany has been changed. The Nordic has been changed going into Mediplast. And last but not least, the Benelux and Italy. This has been absolutely crucial. We had to. Yes, it takes time, but we are also very confident that we are moving in the right direction. So let's go to the next page. Looking into our license business, I think it is good to just touch upon who we are working with. We are all aware of that former Bard, now Becton Dickinson, is still a very important and core part of our business. We have now, since 1995, treated almost 180 million patients. Yes, we run basically on a 40% market share in the U.S. We have a strong footprint in Japan, and this is a fantastic partner to have. We are increasing the dialogue with Becton Dickinson as we go along. Wellead, our Chinese partner I just mentioned, this is a true match made in heaven. Why? Because Wellead is becoming the world's biggest producer of Foley catheters. Remember again, some 6-7 years ago, Wellead had basically no sales in China. Now basically 50% of their turnover is coming from China. This is again a very strategic move, moving into China. We all know some interesting dialogue between Mr. Trump and Xi Jinping as for trade wars, etc. This is a very good strategic decision from Bactiguard to take a more local approach inside of China. And last but not least, yes, it helps when I see that they have a very strong sales of more than 10 million Foley catheters in China, which of course we want to take a great part of being coated with the Bactiguard technology. Vigilance, we have touched upon. It has been a very good partner. Developing a completely new license business out of Malaysia. Zimmer, I can stay for a long time. We will come back and dive into Zimmer from Cecilia, who has also done the deal. But I think it is important that we have to remember this is one of the top three orthopedic players in the world, running some $8 billion sales, and they have chosen to go with the Bactiguard technology. This is such a strong credibility for our technology. Last but not least, we have the SmartWise products. As you may remember, some 2 years ago, a small mic catheter, thin like a piece of hair, 2 meters long, can enter into the groin and basically navigate to any organ in the body, delivering, for example, chemotherapy. Let's turn to the next page. The beauty of Bactiguard is that we are a non-toxic stable technology. What I want to show with this is that when we go into any kind of dialogue, we have a low risk impact. For example, in the US, FDA is much more concerned on safety than efficacy. We are safe. We have a long-term efficacy. Not only are we having what we call our battery effect, messing around with the bacteria, giving them some small, not measurable shocks, but we are still tissue-friendly. This makes us completely unique. The multiple applications is basically only constrained by our own creativity. It's safe and effective, and last but not least, we don't change the underlying regulatory classification, so it's an easy regulatory path. Let's turn to the next page. So I give you the world seen through a license magnifier. In the middle, you see the BIP portfolio in green, Foley, CDC, and ETT. The market is roughly some $2 billion. If we just go to the trauma implants, we see it's almost more than $7 billion. We are now in that segment. Above, we see orthopedic implants. What is that? That is basically joints, shoulder, knee, and hip. I think all of us have some dear family member or cousin or something that has changed the hip, unfortunately. This is growing. Here we also have spine. This is a gigantic market, some 44 billion US. We see further down dental implants coming to short just of 5 billion. We have advanced wound care, some 6 billion, coronary stents, and so forth. I think it is time that we recognize we are saying, and we are going to continue to say, we are aiming for at least one new license deal per annum. You are looking at the market here right in front of us. So let's turn to the next page, just setting the stage for why we did enter into orthopedic implants. Think global, act local. So we stole from Läkartidningen the fact of what happens with infections when using orthopedic implants. This is a much bigger challenge than what is really known. I think that the Läkartidningen did a fantastic job of really putting the spotlights here on the challenge. You will always be facing biofilm on implant surface. What is so tricky about this? Unfortunately, it happened too close to myself with my own father. He did a hip implant change, and of course he had a bacterial infection. When that happens, you have to take out the hip implant. And I ask you all, try to walk on a leg without a hip. It's impossible because you will end up in a wheelchair. The cost for society, the cost for us as taxpayers, and the suffering for the patient is unbelievable. I think if we were to use our resources a little bit better, we wouldn't be seeing the news that we saw this morning as for New Karolinska Hospital putting a leave or a notice of leave for some 600 doctors and nurses. It's really, really time that we dig into the challenge. So having said that, setting the stage for you, Cecilia, please take us down all the way into the materia of orthopedics.
Thank you, Christian. I will gladly do so. So diving into the world of orthopedics on page 10 of the presentation, you could see that the overall market last year was some $51 billion, whereof trauma implants, where we are now focusing, represents about 14%. But it's also a segment which shows above average growth. I recently saw some research saying that if you have an open wound injury, the risk of attracting an infection is more than 50%. The risk of amputation is 16%. So it's critically important when you do internal fixation that you have infection prevention property to those implants. The other big segments, which are actually bigger than the trauma segments, are spine, knee, hips, and also sports medicine and also biologics and extremities. And we see that the MacDiGuard technology is applicable to all of those segments. If we turn to page 11, why did we partner with Zimmer Biomet? Why did we choose them, and why did they choose us? Because that's equally important. Zimmer Biomet are among the top three in orthopedics globally. They have a very strong footprint in the Americas, but also in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia Pacific. And they had global revenues of $8 billion in 2018. What they would like to do is to address unmet clinical needs when nobody else has carved out a position from themselves and improve patient outcomes and their quality of life. That's why they chose us. As Christian mentioned, we have a technology which is low risk, it's long lasting, and we do have clinical evidence in this particular application, as well as the CE mark. That's why they chose us. It's not that they're spoiled for choice in having different technologies presented to themselves, but this is the first time they actually found one that they think is sustainable over time. And, of course, also because they have a broad portfolio of products where we see that our technology can be of use. So let's turn to from there on Zimmer Biomet to a financial review of the quarter and the year-to-date. Turning to page 13, just to remind you that our business model is twofold. One is our license business, where we provide our technology to other manufacturers. They apply it to their devices and sell it under their brand name. This typically generates upfront fees related to the application, the world market potential, as well as the territory it covers, and it generates royalties to us post-commercialization. Our own proprietary product portfolio is sold through distributors, and that generates sales revenue as we sell to them across the world. Now turning to page 14, you could see an overview of our sales growth and profitability over 12 months rolling periods. At the bottom in blue is our BD revenue, which you can see is very stable at around 100 million Swedish kroner every year. There have been some alterations up and down, particularly in 2015, related to additional orders and inventory adjustments beginning of 2016, but it is over time very stable. Then we have the new license deals, which we haven't quite managed to sign one every year, but almost. In 2015, we signed with Vigilant, generated a small revenue stream. But in 2017, we signed with Smartwise, which in total generated $2.5 million. And in 2018, we signed with WellEat, total deal of 30 million Swedish, whereof the license revenue specifically was 10 million, and that was for China. Now, and in 2019, we've signed with Zimmer Biomet, which has generated 30 million in the quarter. And let me just allude on that, given the accounting principles. When we transfer the right to Zimmer Biomet to use our technology globally for this application, most of the work was done. We have the CE mark, we have clinical data, and we've developed the production process. So the value of that is that it can be used by them from day one of course, we have some work to do in completing the regulatory approvals, but that then has the potential of generating another $2 million as we go along now, which is linked to the U.S. regulatory approval. If we turn to the BIP revenues, you can see that they are still lumpy between quarters, although we can see that it is growing in relation to the previous period and as a percentage of the total. And then we have some other operating revenues, which is essentially exchange rate fluctuations. So let's turn to page 15. This is a slide that we normally show, showing the value of the BIP product deliveries. I won't dwell on it a lot as Kristian has already done so, but about half of the revenue in Q3 was related to China. The development is still a bit lumpy, as I mentioned. We have not yet got to the same volumes for China as we did last year, but we do have good underlying growth, which paves the way for new deliveries. Let's go to page 16. We've talked a lot about reducing our dependence on BD, and I think you can see that both from last year and for this year, that we used to be, at the time of the IPO, about 90% of our revenues came from BD. That's gone down to around 60%, and we are now working hard on decreasing that dependence, both by increasing sales of our own product portfolio, but also by adding new license applications. Let's turn to page 17. I think the thing that makes us perhaps most proud this quarter that we really have broken through and delivered a net profit, even if we look at the depreciation of our technology, which is actually not causing any drain on cash. So we are net profit positive both in the quarter and for the year-to-date period. Of course, driven by the Zimmer Biomet deal, which does deliver a very healthy bottom line effect. But if we look at the EBITDA levels, both the nominal values and the IFRS adjusted numbers, we generated more than 50% in the quarter, and we were above our financial target for the year to date. And you can see that revenues are also growing in a healthy way year to date. So although maybe two words on how that's delivered, the first two quarters were slow this year, particularly Q2, which is normally one of the two strongest quarters in the year. Typically Q4 is the strongest, followed by Q2. And then Q1 and Q3 are typically very slow given the holiday periods. But this year, Q3 is exceptionally strong, and we are catching up with last year also in terms of BIP revenue. Let's turn to page 18, an overview of our cash flow and liquidity. We had a positive operating cash flow in Q3. That was not affected by the deal with Zimmer Biomet, as that was still in accounts receivable at the end of the quarter, but it was related to China. So we now have a healthy cash position and liquidity, which will be further improved by our payment from Zimmer Biomet, which came in the first few weeks of the fourth quarter. So let's look briefly at our growth strategy on page 19. Our strategy is built on developing the footprint and increasing the penetration of our BIP portfolio. We are investing in strengthening our clinical evidence, about 5 million kronor per year, in areas where we see that we could use additional clinical data. We already have a very strong clinical evidence, but there's some applications where we could do better or have more evidence. We are adding one or two new markets in the EU with focus on the big ones, but essentially, we are growing within our current footprint. In addition to that, our target is to add one to two new license deals per year. The CE mark for trauma implants has been very important as a reference, particularly for long-term applications. We're not far off the target, as I mentioned, as we managed to sign a new license deal almost every year since  2015. Over time, of course, we will develop new license application to expand our own BIP portfolio. Just a brief reminder on page 20 of our financial targets is to grow by an average of 20% per annum until 2020, and to deliver an EBIT margin of 30% at the end of the period. I think given what we've seen in the past month or so, we are very confident about those financial targets and working towards fulfilling them. With that, I will hand over to Christian to conclude this session.
Thank you, Cecilia. Concluding again the quarter. Yes, it is the strongest quarter to date from Bactiguard. We are pleased. We are never satisfied. We never will just sit back and relax. The most important thing is the confidence level that we do feel given the Zimmer Biomet deal. Again, I stress the importance of that this strengthen truly the Bactiguard technology in the global context, as we now move into a completely new segment, long-term implants. Again, having said, and I reiterate, we need to get used, and I think also it's time to put into our models that there will be new applications, there will be new license deals, and you need to get used to that this will be on a recurring level, at least one per year. BIP sales is behind, even though we are catching up. We are not yet in line with 2018. I would like to stick my neck out a little bit and say that I'm pretty sure that we will look fairly good on the full year 2019 on the BIP level. Please also bear in mind, as I said, we have basically changed, updated 90% of our distributors on BIP on a global basis. That is impressive, my dear friends. China is coming strong. We're spending more and more resources, time into the Chinese market. We are also meeting with the owners of Welly later on this year to even more cement the collaboration that we have in between us. It is a true, strong, and very credible partner. India and Middle East is coming back, so I'm feeling more and more confident as for the BIP performance for the full year. I'm truly proud of the team that we are seeing today being strengthened in the medical competence. I think it's fair to say that Bactiguard overall today is a much stronger foundation that we have ever been, given our 15 years history. Therefore, also, I feel concluding this session that looking year to date, looking year end from here on, we are looking now at a net profit already for the first nine months. I'm truly confident that we will continue doing so for the full year. I would like to say that 2019 will be the best year in the history of Bactiguard for the last 15 years. That makes me proud. With those words, I would like to end the session and open up for questions. I hand the word back to you, operator.
Thank you. If you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Pierre Colleen from AP4. Please go ahead.
Hi, Christian and Cecilia. It's Pierre at AP4.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations on a good quarter.
Thank you.
A couple of questions from me, if I may, and I would like to start on the Zimmer deal. I would like to get a better grip of the potential scope of the deal. So if I'm not misinformed, Zimmer sold trauma implants of roughly $1 billion. And I wonder, is all of that in scope or are some parts excluded? That would be my first question.
Thank you, Per. We will come back a little bit in detail. Zimmer's trauma sales is a little bit lower than the billion, but let's say it's a very substantial deal. I would like to answer your question this way. When looking at the Zimmer trauma deal, if we compare it to the foundation of Bard, of Bactiguard, that's how close we are to Bard, you definitely see a greater potential in the Zimmer deal than what we had with Bard, now being BD. I would like to also engage you here, Cecilia, maybe to elaborate a little bit on the importance of the Zimmer deal.
Yeah. If you look at the Zimmer sales last year, sports extremities and trauma was 1.8 billion, and almost half of that, I think it's fair to say, is trauma. They are number five in the world, according to themselves, which means that they probably have about 10% market share in this segment, and aiming to grow. So the agreement we have with them is a global agreement. The only markets which are carved out are the markets that are currently under license to Vigilance, which is Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, relatively smaller markets in comparison. So all of their trauma business is in scope of this agreement and all of those markets. So the potential, I'd say, is definitely bigger than the BD business.
And then you had another question?
Yeah. Are there any minimum purchase levels in the agreement?
Let's say like this, Per. It's a very valid question, and I can answer like this. Yes, it is. Are they disclosed? No. So let's say in general, the agreement is to some extent similar or resembles a lot the one we have with Bard, where we have, as we have stated earlier, there is a fixed royalty fee on their net sales with minimum targets, but as we have indicated before, those are not disclosed to the market. So that's my part answer to your question there.
Thank you. They have some $7 billion more of sales on other implants. Do you have any ongoing discussions regarding coating for that?
I think with Zimmer, why we are so pleased with the Zimmer deal is basically explained for the following purpose. They have the same ambition as we do, putting the patient in focus. When you look at Zimmer coming, let's say, from the trauma segment, they are not number one. They are on their way up. We would like to have the partner who is really hungry. Okay, so your question then, as for the remainder of their business being joints, spine, dental, and so forth, I think it's fair to say, as we have indicated some slides ago, looking at the license potential. We are in several ongoing discussions regarding joints, dental, spine, and so forth. And of course, Zimmer is one of them. I would like to draw your attention, Per, back to the press release where we also stated that this is a very good partner for Bactiguard. We have thereby also given them the first right of refusal for some of the orthopedic indications. So the answer is yes to your question.
Thank you. One last question, and that will be on well lead. Can you give us an estimate of what kind of run rate they have reached now?
I will try. Remember again that we signed with WellLead just a little bit over a year ago. It's a very good partner. They are important to us, and just estimating a little bit. You are looking basically on 50% of our BIP revenue is coming from China. I think this is very impressive. But Per, and to everyone listening here, I think it's very important to remember we have only scratched the surface here. The Chinese market is, of course, big. You shouldn't say that it is as big as you might think, but it's a very, very strong market. And when you look at it in size, it's definitely in the size of the U.S. But when you have a partner like WellLead selling, let's say on a global basis, aiming now for going up to some 100 million Foley catheters and only in China selling about 10 million catheters, of course we want to take a large chunk of that. And now we have a good, strong pace, Per. It's growing, but we're just warming up the engines. Secondly, to that question, why I think it is very important that we do spend time on WellLead. Yes, they are selling our Foley catheter as of today, but they are also the third biggest license deal that we are looking at, alongside with BD and Zimmer. And why is that? Because, as I indicated, we are also entering into the central venous catheter on a license basis in China, on the endotracheal tube on a license basis in China. So thereby, it's fair to say that you have put the spotlight on the third most important partner in the Bactiguard portfolio.
Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you, Per.
And the next question comes from the line of Mattias Östling from SEB. Please go ahead.
So, hi, and obviously congratulations on a strong quarter here. So, my question is, I guess other potential applications for the licensing business would, correct me if I'm wrong, require like a similar regulatory pathway as trauma implants, so to speak. So would you say that the CE mark for trauma implants could be a good selling point still when we're talking the other applications, and then I'm talking spine, dental, joints, and so forth? Or do you think it would make sense to make some studies to use as a selling point here? Thanks.
Of course. Thank you, Mattias. Yes, we definitely believe that the CE mark for the trauma implants is a good reference both for other orthopedic applications as well as dental applications and potentially also other implantable devices. As it shows that it is safe for use because these intramedullary nails, etc., that go into the body can stay for life. So it definitely is a very good reference. But your question is very good and relevant because I think clinical evaluation is always important to have to make qualitative claims on infection prevention. So you can make some initial claims related to the technology, which relates to bacterial adhesion, biofilm formation, etc., which potentially lead to infection. but in order to make real efficacy claims, you need clinical data. So I think our partners will want to show with clinical data that it is effective over time. Now, we have a study in Malaysia, and as sales start, we'll build more clinical evidence. But I think also the U.S. approval will pave the way for new potential applications and a greater interest.
Yeah, so very, very helpful. And I think that it was a good presentation and good previous answers. So I just have one more question actually. So I don't know if you disclosed this before, but like the degree of total Foley catheters within the BD agreement that are sold with your coating, so to speak. So out of all Foley catheters that BD sells, how many are coated or coated?
Well, if you calculate, they have effectively 40% market share in the US and Japan, and you could look at the total market. But you also know that we have given estimates that we to date have sold almost 180 million catheters in the time that we've spent with BD. So you could work your way backwards. But in terms of the value that this business actually generates to BD, it's more like 70% of their total Foley business.
Okay, that was all from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just as a reminder, if you did wish to ask a question, please press 01 on the telephone keypad now. And as there are no further questions, I'll hand it back to the speakers.
Thank you all. Christian here again. So thank you for listening, and thank you for taking part of the Q3 report, being the strongest quarter for Bactiguard to date. I would rather just end on the following notion that, yes, it has taken time. It takes time to build good, strong, sustainable business in the medical field. And we have all experienced that. Yes, we had a bumpy start on the stock market. We're back on track. And I cannot stress enough how important this quarter has been to us. I am very, very proud to sit with this team, being led also by my dear friend and colleague Cecilia. We are opening new areas now for hunting, and it's going to be a very, very pleasant time the coming years. We are reaching and steaming full speed ahead towards our financial targets. We're looking at profitability for the first 9 months, and we're looking very confident for continuing doing so for the full year. So you are now joining a new, stronger, well-built foundation of Bactiguard 2.0 that is going to take us into a very bright future in a very tough environment where we are fighting multi-resistant bacteria every single day in order to save lives when we go home. That's a beautiful mission, and something that we are very proud of here at Bactiguard. So with those words, thank you very much. 2019 is looking good. Thank you.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.